The processes that we're interested in usually have one inlet stream and one outlet stream. That is, they are CISO processes. Pumps, turbines, compressors, and nozzles all fall into this category. Now, as usual, we're going to limit our analysis to processes that are operating at steady state. We can write first law and second law equations for this type of process as shown here. Now, we're lucky because we can often neglect changes in potential and kinetic energies. The devices that we're going to study are generally not very tall, so changes in potential energy are almost always negligible. Changes in kinetic energy are occasionally important. If you know the inlet and outlet velocities, then you should include delta E kinetic. Otherwise, you can probably neglect it. Now, when the process is adiabatic and changes in potential and kinetic energies are negligible, the first and second laws can be simplified a great deal, as shown here. Now, let's apply these equations to a real turbine and to an isentropic turbine in order to determine the isentropic efficiency of the real turbine.